Was Felicity ill when she was born? Was there some problem?
When Fliss was born, she was okay. When she was 18 months old, she had some sort of swelling of her chest. We went to Dr. Coleman, and he took x-rays and put her in a hospital, said she had a swollen, an enlarged heart. And that had been one of the reasons she was having a little bit of difficulty keeping milk down if she had too much. But he gave her whatever the heart medicine, digitalis. And then within a year or so, he said she seemed to be improved. And for years we monitored her, and by the time she was in school, she seemed to be pretty okay.
So it didn't restrict your activities?
No, she swam and danced and played ball and roller skated, and she wasn't restricted in any way. And as she grew older, she always denied that she had anything wrong with her. We didn't even talk about it.
So this was it was a routine. You'd go to work, Dad would go to work, it would be the maid. It was before we went to school. I wasn't in school until I was five or six, right? Five.
You went to a nursery school at one point. I took you over to nursery school so you could be around kids your age, and I went in there one day and asked how you were. And they said, oh, he's such a good little boy. I said, well, I don't want him to be a good little boy. I want him to enjoy playing with other kids. I want him to socialize. And I don't know whether I took you out or whether I left you there. I don't really remember. And then you went to kindergarten right over here, Melrose. And then later, of course, Fliss went to Melrose there. And after you finished Melrose, you went to Bancroft. And after you finished Bancroft, you went to Fairfax.
Well, your first job was Travelers Aid. Oh, Lockheed, and then?
Lockheed's for a few months, and they were beginning to clean up the war and get rid of things and tone down, and they were happy that I was ready to leave because they were concerned about having a pregnant woman on the premises. Their theory being that if one of us was injured, two people were endangered.
Yeah. But you weren't on the assembly line, you were sitting.
Oh no, I was a woman's counselor because I was a social worker. And then after I gave that up and stayed home for a while and had kids, I made applications to several places here, and everybody said, come and work for us. The adoption wanted me, and Children's Service wanted me. But when I found out about Travelers Aid, that was tailor-made for me. I could work any hours I wanted, and time that I wanted, days that I wanted. Because it didn't mean anything to work weekends. As far as I was concerned, weekends, that was when Dad was working. He was off Monday. And for 10 years I worked for the Travelers Aid. Eventually I worked 5 days a week when you kids were older.
We would go pick you up sometimes at the bus station, sometimes at the train station.
Train station.
The airport even?
You even went out to the airport, but I don't think you did that much. Because I didn't drive down to any of them. I'd go on the streetcar or the bus to get to them. And they gave me a special bus pass, and Dad would drive me up to Hollywood Boulevard, where I picked up the airporter, which took me right to the Travelers Aid desk.
So you were bringing in a steady income, and Dad was bringing in a steady income. So you felt economically secure?
Yeah.
Not wealthy, not poor.
No, and but Dad was always going in for different schemes of various sorts.
Even at the time he was at the Bar Museum.
Yeah. He put out those music courses. You remember, I don't know whether you ever saw them, piano courses. He had published them in South Africa, and then continued to have them printed. I remember putting them together, and when you do that, I thought you were going to be marked, because I learned, I began to feel like Charlie Chaplin when he was turning the wrenches. And he sold quite a number of them. They were mail order courses. Sold them. A Life of Delight, something like that. And they think.
There was your income and his income, but then there was this kind of up and down, up and on again, off again,
yeah,
project.
Since I wasn't working 5 days a week, I didn't have a 5-day income, remember?
Right.
And then I went to Florida several times, took time off, and that was expensive to do, and I didn't feel it.
Once we went to Florida.
You were 9 months old. We went on the train during the war.
And what was the purpose of that? Is it just to see you?
To see my parents, okay. And for them to see you.
Right.
And then the next time, Fliss was a baby, and you were about 3 years old. And when I drove the car, and I took a nurse here who was going to meet a boyfriend in Stark, and they were going to get married, Stark, Florida, and she was going to marry him. And then I drove on down to Tampa, not Stark, some other place.
So you drove, the four of us drove across,
right,
to Florida.
To Florida.
Staying in motels.
Motels. I remember one motel where I said to the Negro woman who came in, take care of things. I said, I'd like to have a wastebasket in this room. She said, oh, law, the sailors that stay here with their girlfriends, they don't ever need no wastebasket for their beer bottles. And I realized what kind of a motel I was in. But we just got there and got out. We were
so you took the
trying
family,
to see the
family car the, on this cross-country trip?
Well, I think there were two cars. I think Dad had a little MGM, a tiny little one with a bucket seat beside it. Because he'd had a car before I came here.
And you got it.
And then I had this car that I drove across and back. And something happened in Florida that time.